This Doug and Danny podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
I don't know how to put this, but I'm kind of a big deal. People know me. I'm very important. I have many leather-bound books, and my apartment smells of rich mahogany.
I woke up this morning in some Japanese family's rec room, and they would not stop screaming.
Loud noises!
Don't touch me. I'll beat your brains out.
Not a game, not a game, not a game.
I don't know what we're yelling about!
It's sports.
All around the clock, sports all the time. That's the concept of the news.
Oh, that's never going to work. That's ridiculous.
It's the Doug and Daddy Show on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
Of the Doug and Daddy Show here on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Glad to have you along with us. Hopefully we'll entertain you for the next hour without our fearless leader, Doug Duda, out today. A little sick day for Doug, but join us, chime in anytime, 1-888-455-3776. You need to remember that number later in the show. Tuesday, Trauman's Trivia. Derek, we cannot forget that.
Oh, no. No, we never forget Trauman's.
888-455-3776. And don't forget, if you're looking for butt rub, Trauman's the only place in town to get it. It's in there the other day. Got some great butt rub for you. So check them out across from Bob's Superstore. T-Bone's waiting for you out front. Also on the show today, we're going to talk a little NBA, and I know maybe across Central Nebraska, people swerving, farmers going down the road right now, swerving to the edge of the road, trying to keep it upright. It's okay. Little NBA talk never hurt anybody. We got a series that's 2-2, the Lakers and Oklahoma City Thunder. No one saw that coming. I think a lot of people predicted the sweep. A lot of people saw maybe one victory at home that Durant would get, and they would keep Durant around to play another game and maybe get a little bit star power out. But Jake Wasikowski, former NTV, did a little news, did a little sports, kind of did it all at NTV, covered the Midlands, covered some markets, kind of did it all. He is now in Oklahoma City. He does the Thunder television show with KSBI-TV. And so we were going to go to Oklahoma City and catch up with him and get his thoughts on what could happen if this 8 seed's got a chance to maybe take down Kobe Bryant and the Los Angeles Lakers. Also later in the show, Jim Bovee, head baseball coach at Hastings College, set to join us. They get set for a game tonight, 7 o'clock go time, with the Lopers right here in town, coming off 4 wins in a row, taking 2 from Dana College and 2 from Mount Marty. And Mount Marty finds themselves right at the top of the GPAC conference. They were looking for a little separation and thought, well, maybe we'll come into Hastings and smack the Broncos around. Didn't happen. So they are now tied with Dakota Wesleyan. We'll get to Jim Bovee's thoughts. Kind of a weird schedule. They've only played 15 out of their 40 games at home. Kind of, you know, one of those weather deals, I suppose, had more influence to do with that than anything. But nonetheless, we'll get his thoughts on that. With Doug Duda out today, we've got Greg Shea, president of the Tri-City Storm and Vero Event Center, in studio with us. And, Greg, welcome to the program. And usually you're just sitting there for 5 or 10 minutes. You've given us a whole hour today.
I'm on for the whole ride here. And I showed up, as promised, at 5 minutes before 11 o'clock.
Hey, you're fine. You're fine. You're dealing with the boss. Things are going on. Things are going on.
Before we get started, Greg with his USHL ties, who do you got, Greg, Fargo or Green Bay?
You know, I know Green Bay's the Anderson Cup champion, and they're the favorite, but I really like the Fargo team. I never bet against Steve Johnson, who was the longtime Lincoln Stars coach, got out of hockey for a little bit. Dean Blaze, who helped start that Fargo team, leaves, takes over the UNO college coaching job, opens the door for Steve to come back to coaching, and no surprise, Steve's got him in the USHL finals. And I have a tough time betting against that guy. Wherever he goes, he wins, and it would not surprise me if they win this, even though they're clearly the underdog in the series.
Yeah, I know you talked to Bliss at the last series, and I got to talk to him after.
Actually, I didn't talk to him.
Oh, you're mad. I'm mad at Bliss.
Well, we can talk about it now. We can talk about it later, but no, I didn't talk to him.
Oh, I spoke with Bliss after they ousted our team, and I, you know, just said congratulations on moving on. I asked him about Fargo. Fargo had beaten them every time they played during the, you know, people just thought, oh, Omaha was so good this year, there's no way that that could happen. They just kind of had their number, and Bliss said, I like my skill set of players. I take my talent. I don't know what it is. He said, if I knew what it was, I just stopped it after they beat us the first two or three times. And then they get to game five, and they couldn't do it. Fargo goes to Omaha and beats them.
Yeah, Fargo's an impressive team. With great depth, great size. If you got out at all to see a Storm game when we hosted Fargo, you could clearly see the size difference. And good goaltending. The Massac could play in goal right now. They got a hot goaltender. I mean, that's what you have to have, and he is that. Of course, the Summerhays kid, the goaltender for Green Bay, was considered the league's
goalie
of the year. But I think you throw that out at this point. It's five games. That's the only thing I don't like. A five-game series, I'm not always sure that the best team wins in a five-game series. But in this case, I think Fargo, I'm not going to be surprised if they win it.
When you get further north, like a Fargo, like a Green Bay, is there more passion, more love for the game of hockey? We've got some passionate fans here, but we don't have everyone's not passionate.
Yeah, I mean, and clearly I love our fans. I mean, let me just state that. I love our fans. I think we surprise a lot of people by how quickly in 10 years our people have become that passionate, that knowledgeable. But yeah, if you get into Fargo, and you're in hockey country. I mean, you know, just up the road in Grand Forks, they have a powerhouse and a long-standing powerhouse with a lot of national championship banners in Grand Forks, so they do know hockey. They will come out in force when Fargo hosts in this series against Green Bay. Green Bay is a city that's also had hockey for a very long time, and Wisconsin is a hockey state for the most part. I mean, yeah, they've certainly got a lot of other big sports teams, but they've had hockey a long time, and it'll be a great series. I don't know how many people now, you know, it's spring has sprung here, will really pay attention to it. But going back then, no, I didn't ever talk to Bliss. I had my opportunity to talk to Bliss after we lost game two. And
after they kind of ripped our hearts out.
And a competitive side to me said, you know, we'll see after game three. I might come around I think it was still stinging. I felt like we had that game won and we didn't win, and I was pouting maybe. I don't know. So I chose not to I didn't go out of my way not to talk to him. I just, you know, I decided, you know what, hey, we got a game to play yet, and then we'll talk. And of course, you know, we didn't win that game. So
had we won that game, do you think it gives us any? It obviously gives you a bunch of confidence as you move forward, especially the way the game played out. If you win it handily, like we were ahead,
I think it's I think it's the whole five game thing. Maybe the best team doesn't win. All of a sudden, it's 1-1, a little bit of doubt. I mean, talent, oh, by far, they had tremendous talent. Just watch the NHL draft this summer. Look at the number of players going on to college from that team. I take, again, nothing away from our team, but we weren't supposed to be in it at all. And the fact we were up 3-0 in game two after we got thumped in game one, I think it changed the complexion of the series immediately. Now you go back. You know, you can lay it out on the line on a Saturday night, and you know you're coming home for another one. So, anyways, we didn't. So,
yeah, that's kind of some of the national guys' argument as well. And Colin Cowherd spearheading the whole thing about five game series in the first round. They cause more drama, you know, because in a five game series, obviously an upset a little more likely to happen there than in a seven game series. That you could see it right now. I mean, if you look at the NBA, I mean, you got Oklahoma City and LA tied at two apiece. If that was a five game series, it'd be game five, and you know, whoever loses goes home. But with three games left, two of them in LA, I mean, you got to kind of favor LA there. But they're moving to those seven games in the bigger, in the NHL, NBA, obviously revenue is kind of backing those decisions. But, Daddy, we can keep on the hockey subject here. NHL continues. The Capitals losing last night. And I know we have an email over there. Somebody chimed in to the Dent Popper inbox. You can go to the Dent Popper inbox. Doug and Daddy, spell out and. Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. Doug and Daddy Show at ESPNSuperstation.com.
I'll be honest with you. It's got a name in here. I'm going to let you read it, Derek, because I have no idea how to say that.
Aaron, one of our good fans here. Aaron chimed in. He said, Montreal! Yaroslav Halak played like an animal. He had 53 saves last night, by the way. 53. Aaron goes on to say, as I watched that game, all I could think of was Patrick Waugh. I'm not saying he's the next Waugh, but for one night he played as well as any goalie I've seen. He gave up one goal on a deflection right in front of the net. He made about three of the best glove saves you'll ever see in the playoffs, and you can see one of those on the top 10 on SportsCenter. Great save. And Derek, have you ever seen two crappy dive calls in the same game on the same guy? I'll get to that here shortly. Those calls were absolutely ridiculous. One more thing on that game. How about those fans in Montreal? Best hockey fans in the NHL. That place was insane. Playoff hockey at its best. Aaron and Carney, he says, P.S., go Coyotes and Canadiens in Game 7. Yeah, dive calls, not a big fan of. Very subjective there. I mean, it's all on the whatever the ref thinks he sees is the way he's going to call a dive call. So that's reffing at its best there. But nonetheless, Canadians with a great game. Yaroslav Halak, I tell you what, watch the SportsCenter top 10. I think it's number 6, number 7 on there. One of the best glove saves you'll see in the playoffs. Ridiculous. But nonetheless, watch out, because a lot of people pick the Capitals.
This guy gets excited.
Well, I picked the Capitals out because of the star power with the Capitals, Derek, and I think When you're a casual fan, I think that's barely all you've got to go with. And you hear Ovechkin, and you know, you hear Tirico say, if there's one player, if there's one game, I believe he said this, and you know, please, Mike Tirico, if you're listening, which I know you're a big fan of the show, don't come back at me and say, if I had one player to watch, it wouldn't be Kobe Bryant, it would be Ovechkin. And then the way he moves around the ice and the speed that he plays at is certainly as fast as anyone out there and exciting to watch. You throw in Backstrom?
Yep, Nicholas Backstrom.
The star power for them just overshadows everything.
You talk about watching Alex Ovechkin. That's exactly what the Canadians have been doing this series. And I think they're setting a bit of a blueprint on how you can shut him down on the defensive end. He had a game, I think it was game one, 0 shots on goal. Completely took him out of his game. Last night he had 8 shots, 0 goals, was -1 while he was out on the ice. Obviously, with, you know, 8 shots, Yaroslav Halak had 53 saves, so Halak was definitely on his game last night. But I don't know, I think those Canadians, they might be setting a little bit of a blueprint on how to slow Alex Ovechkin down.
How great is this? We're talking about, in central Nebraska, we're talking about the NHL playoffs. You led with the NBA playoffs. And we've got, I've just been captivated by both. There have been some great games, NBA and NHL playoffs. They're both are off to a tremendous start.
Doug is gritting his teeth right now. If Doug's listening, he's hating this. He hates the NBA and hates the NHL. Doug hates a lot of things, but
Doug, that's no way to leave your life.
We love you, Doug.
No, I mean, hey,
why hate on everything? Of all the hockey people, the kids that come, are they huge? Is that what they sit around and talk about? The NHL?
I think so. I mean, I think you have to if that's the sport you're playing in. I think everybody follows at that level. They probably follow the NHL more than they even follow the college game, even though the progression is the college game. But the NHL, give the NHL credit. I think the NHL in that last labor problem they ran into, and then the fact that they were without really a were really without any kind of TV presence for a little while, have rallied. Now they've got the NBC Game of the Week. The Versus thing, I think, has really worked out well for them. They've made a big deal out of the star power guys. They've really pushed, you know, the guys that they need to push. They've got a lot of things working for them, and it's exciting. But at the same time, the NBA is right there. So
I think you go back 5 or 6 years ago, but pre-LeBron, pre-really Kobe just starting, and Kobe's been around for a while, but I don't think people appreciated his game. There was a gap in there once Jordan, Bird, Magic left. Well, I don't think people realized these guys are pretty darn good, and I said last week after getting a chance to go see Utah and the Nuggets play, when you see them close and personal, you just don't realize what a different animal they
freaks.
Are.
They're freaks.
Total freaks.
I mean, they really are. I would contend that NBA athletes maybe are some of the best athletes across the board, all sports. I mean, they are their agility, the things that they can do. A guy who's 6'9" or better on a basketball floor is really amazing athleticism.
Well, somebody said the other night, could you see Carlos Boozer being the Antonio Gates? You look at Carlos Boozer in the just the sheer freakishness of a body that he has got and how many hours in the weight room he's put in to have that body like that. Yeah, you got 6'9", 6'10" guys that run like they do, that get up and off the floor and do the things they do. It's simply freakishness.
And you guys mentioned that the NBA, NHL are really concentrating on their star players right now, and that's bringing some people back. If you think about it, guys that haven't watched an NBA game all year know who Kobe and LeBron are, and guys that haven't watched an NHL game all year know who Sidney Crosby are and Alex Ovechkin. So I think that both leagues doing a good job right now at putting their star players out in front. As long as they don't have a Ben Roethlisberger type of situation or anything like that, then it's good for them.
But you go back to, I don't think before the playoffs started, other than Durant, who else is on, who else is on this? Okay, Oklahoma City must have some other fair players. They're in the playoffs. I mean, they are the 8th seed in the West, which took a bunch of wins this year. That caught everybody's eye. Nick Collison, Russell Westbrook. I mean, people can rattle off a couple more now and get to know the team a little bit better. And I think people maybe in Nebraska, the Midwest flair, I think that carries up here. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's not like you're sitting and cheering for Charlotte. I mean, Charlotte, you know what I mean, the Bobcats are getting away from our area. This is a Midwest team. And I think Durant, with the Big 12, people watched him. I think there's maybe a little bit of a tie there. They're maybe tugging people to watch a little bit.
Well, I think Oklahoma City, just the fact that they have an NBA franchise, blows people away. I mean, this is not a major market by any means. And not only are they surprising everybody with what they're doing on the floor, look at the way they're packing them in and how these fans in Oklahoma City are responding. I think someone described it the other day. It's almost like going to a college game. I mean, the promotions and the things that they do are more geared towards college, and they are coming out like you can't believe. So, we'll see if what happens there. I think, in shame on me for saying this, but I think in any sport we always want the big teams to succeed. And if the big teams succeed, ratings succeed. So if it's the NBA, you want the Lakers, you want the Celtics. It doesn't seem right if Charlotte comes out of nowhere. It really doesn't seem right if Oklahoma City comes out of nowhere. It's kind of fun around here because Oklahoma City's close in proximity. But I think for the most part, we all like when in hockey, we want the Red Wings to win. We may not want the Red Wings, but we expect them to win. We want the Blackhawks. We want the Penguins. Who's the Phoenix Coyotes?
A lot of history there.
What are they doing hanging around? Now, it's probably good for hockey in the geographical sense, but I think at the end of the day, that's really what people want. They want to know that the Lakers are playing in the finals. They want to know that the Red Wings are contending. They want to know that my Vikings – maybe I should stop there.
Coming up, some more NBA talk. We got Jake Wazikowski coming up. He works now with the Oklahoma City Thunder. A little later on, Troutman's Tuesday Trivia, a chance for you to win a $25 gift certificate to Troutman's here in Kearney. Get some of that butt rub that Tony was talking about. But don't think of Tony while you're getting it, because that's not a good – you don't want to connect those two things. And then coming up a little later, Jim Bovee, head coach of the Hastings College baseball team. All that coming up on the Doug and Daddy Show. Stay tuned.
It's finally here. The number one store for exclusive weight loss, sports nutrition, and vitamin supplements is Complete Nutrition. And now it's right here in Kearney, Nebraska. Do you want to lose weight, increase energy, and burn stubborn fat? Complete Nutrition can get you fast results. Do you want to pack on hard muscle, increase strength, and stamina? Complete Nutrition delivers hardcore gains. Do you want the healthiest, most effective organic herbs, vitamins, and healthy aging products? Complete Nutrition has the best products at the best prices. At Complete Nutrition, our focus is getting you the right products you need for the best results. It's time to look your best, feel your best, and complete your life with total health and nutrition for the complete you. Find Complete Nutrition just north of Sun Mart on 2nd Avenue or call 338-1-FIT. That's 338-1348.
Look, feel, perform better. Complete Nutrition.
Feeling lucky? At Plum Creek Motors, good luck is on the house because everyone's a winner. Go to PlumCreekDeals.com and find your opportunity to win a new Chevy of A05. No tricks, no gimmicks. Some lucky person can win a new Chevy of A05 this month. Bring your spin and win number to Plum Creek Motors. If it matches, you win. And everyone's a winner just for completing the online instructions. You'll get $100 worth of free e-outlet stores gift cards. Good toward brand name electronics, cookware, and more. Plus, get an additional $1,000 savings voucher towards your next purchase. Keep all the approved rebates and incentives. Go to PlumCreekDeals.com and spin to win a new Chevy of A05. And remember, everyone wins $100 worth of free e-outlet stores gift cards, along with an additional $1,000 savings voucher, good towards your next new or pre-owned purchase. At PlumCreekDeals.com, one spin and you win.
Savings off MSRP. See dealer for complete details.
Sunshine develops across the area today with highs around 64. Winds will also shift to the south at 5 to 10 miles per hour. We'll then see clear to partly cloudy skies tonight with a low temperature around 40. I'm weather meteorologist Paul Trombley. Right now, 48.
We're back, Doug and Daddy's show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. We're glad to have you along with us. I want to remind you, May 1st, upcoming this Saturday, along with the Kentucky Derby, Golf USA is having their demo day from 11 a.m. to 4 o'clock at Meadowlark Hills Golf Course. There's no charge. Come down, try out Callaway, TaylorMade, Ping, Titleist. All these people are going to be there with their clubs. You try them out, Cobra, Tour Edge, Cleveland, Odyssey, Nike Golf. Call Golf USA, 308-237-5599 for more details. But remember, it's May 1st, this Saturday, 11 in the morning to 4 in the afternoon. All the name brands you could ever know and love of golf are going to be there. Meadowlark Hills is where it's at. Yeah, it's pretty interesting when you these people that move on from our listening area, you know, you get used to them, having them around and seeing them out in public. Jake Wazikowski set to join us here in just a minute. And then they're just gone. You know, you see them every night or at least whether they're a weekend guy or, you know, you just get used to them. And then, boosh, they're in Tampa. They're in Oklahoma City. And it's hard to imagine moving from Kearney where there's no NBA fan from all of a sudden, here's a microphone and we're live with Kevin Durant. Oh, that's, you know, one of the huge names in all of.
So Jeff Russo, remember that name?
Yeah.
Well, he was here at NTV and now is in Buffalo covering the Sabres, covering the Bills. So it is kind of, it is fun. I mean, and now you mentioned Jake, and, yeah, there have been others that have come and gone.
Yeah, with KSBI 52, Family Television 52, Thunder TV.
And he's going to be on with us.
He's going to be on with us live. Well, hopefully.
So he hasn't gotten such a big head that he can't come back to our level and talk to us.
No. Well, he made the mistake of giving us his phone number, and then we just stalk people.
Perfect.
That's it. You mentioned when you were with the CBA in Omaha, you played a playoff game in Oklahoma City. Much different feel. I would have a how many fans were those games drawing in the playoffs?
Well, this was so this would have been 90. Somewhere around the late mid, maybe mid 90s, 93, 94, we played in the Myriad Convention Center in downtown, which was replaced, you know, of course, with the Ford Center. It was a big building. It would hold. They held some NCAA regionals there at that time. I think you could get by with a 15,000 seat building, and so we would have maybe 3,000 in that place. I could hear myself when I was broadcasting the games. It's so big it was almost like an echo at times. But, yeah, the Blazers. Kelsey Weems, I remember, was their point guard out of North Carolina State. I don't know why I remember that, but he was like the franchise player for them for so many years.
See, you just ruined Trauman's Tuesday trivia. Where did Kelsey Weems go? See, you just ruined it, Greg.
Yeah. Would you have known that?
No.
I don't know. I pulled that one out, but...
Well, we're going to go to Oklahoma City right now and talk to our old friend Jake Wazikowski. Jake, how are you today? And welcome back to the Doug and Daddy Show.
Looks like we might have lost Jake. Well, I'll effort him back here.
That's kind of funny. You bring up those stories when the playoff games. The CBA, one of those leagues that just had trouble catching on.
It was, it's minor leagues, and minor leagues. A lot of it has to do with do you have a player that maybe is rehabbing that people are excited about, they get a chance to see up close in person? Do you have somebody kind of playing out their career? I remember Ralph Sampson, the first time I did a game in Ralph Sampson. I grew up watching Ralph Sampson on Saturday afternoon on NBC's NCAA Game of the Week. Now, remember that when CBS didn't have the stronghold on basketball, NBC had the stronghold. Here I was, Ralph Sampson, leaning up against the scores table. He could barely move, though. But people would come buy tickets to go out, and of course they had old Sports Illustrated and stuff like that. It's tough. Minor league basketball and any minor league sport, I think, is tough. Oklahoma City was one of those franchises. They probably stayed around longer than maybe people would have expected. Is Jake with us?
I think Jake's there. Jake, you there? We're having some phone issues. I'll tell you what, we're going to take a timeout. We'll come back, see if we can get Jake figured out here, and we'll be back on the Doug and Daddy Show.
Hi, it's Colin Cowherd. When it comes to finding the best contractor, plumber, physician, dentist, it's overwhelming. You don't know who to trust, who to use. That's why I recommend Angie's List. It's a word-of-mouth network of more than 1 million consumers' real-life experiences. It's been helping people find reliable, trustworthy, high-quality pros for more than 15 years. I highly recommend it. If you haven't signed up, go to AngiesList.com today. You can find ratings and real customer reviews in more than 500 categories. You won't believe how thorough it is and trustworthy. Who wants to search all day for a good physician, dentist, plumber, or contractor? I want you to make Angie's List your trusted resource, too. Sign up today. Use the promo code Colin. Get 20% off of any Angie's List membership plan. Go to AngiesList.com. Enter the promo code Colin. Or call 1-888-888-5478. 1-888-888-5478. And mention Colin. AngiesList.com. Promo code Colin.
ESPN Radio Superstation 1460 and 1550 Weather Eye Weather is brought to you by Farm Bureau Insurance agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers on North 2nd Avenue in Kearney. At Farm Bureau Financial Services, our approach to insurance is simple. One policy for your home, cars, motorcycle, all your toys. One premium for simplified bill paying. One deductible for all covered possessions damaged in a single occurrence. All handled by your local Farm Bureau agents, Matt Myers and Rich Peters. See how simple insurance can be. Call Matt Myers and Rich Peters in Kearney today at 234-4922. That's 234-4922. Farm Bureau Members' Choice Policy issued by Farm Bureau Mutual Insurance Company and Western Agricultural Insurance Company. Securities and services offered through Equitrust Marketing Services, LLC. Affiliate, Farm Bureau Financial Services.
Sunshine develops across the area today with highs around 64. Winds will also shift to the south at 5 to 10 miles per hour. We'll then see clear to partly cloudy skies tonight with a low temperature around 40. I'm with our meteorologist, Paul Trombley. Right now, 48.
We're back, Doug and Daddy Show. Hopefully we got things figured out right now. We're going live to Oklahoma City right now. Jake Wasikowski joins us on the Doug and Daddy Show. Jake, how are you?
Doing pretty good. Got a nice day down here in Oklahoma City. Sorry about just our bad connection. We had to run to a little bit of extra line, to make sure we can connect to Kearney.
It happens here from time to time. Say, what was your first and initial thing you did with the Oklahoma City Thunder once you got there?
I actually, right when I got here, it was less than a month before I was, on the scene when the lawsuit settled, when they had a settlement and let the team leave Seattle and come to Oklahoma City, and I was there. And more or less, it was part of that, the whole transition to bringing in the name. Once they got a name in here, our station ended up signing an agreement with them, a 10-year agreement, to run 17 or 18 of the basketball games on our station. So I've been doing pre- and post-game shows for the Thunder. We don't have any of the playoff games, but you know, I'm still able to get to as many as I can, especially all the home games.
What's been the reaction to the city getting an NBA franchise?
Well, from the city getting the franchise, I mean, it's kind of been the city has always wanted to be a big league city, is the quote that everybody's been using, big league city. They were hoping to get a hockey team a few years back. Hurricane Katrina, though it was a disaster, it actually kind of helped Oklahoma. The Hornets were put here for a couple years, showed the NBA that they could run an NBA city and make it sustainable for a couple years. And the organization here in Oklahoma City wanted to get a franchise. I ended up finding a good deal, and you know, everybody's just been running with it since. Everybody's been loving it, even though this state's a, you know, college state with OU and OSU. It's still been amazing to see them rally around the pro team, and especially, you know, after a rough year to start, but now, I mean, it's been all good since then.
Tell me that you saw the 2-2 series coming.
After game two, I started to have a little doubt, but I, you know, this is what they've been doing all year, to be honest. I mean, this is a team that's beat every team in the NBA except for Cleveland this year. I mean, it's a young team. They give the Lakers a bad mismatch, you know, in terms of athleticism. Obviously, the Lakers have the size and experience, but Oklahoma City pretty much has anything outside of that. I don't want to say I foresaw a 2-2 the way that they've done it, but, you know, I didn't think they were going to get swept. I was hoping it would, you know, maybe go six games, but now, I mean, it looks like the Thunder have a real shot of, you know, at least pushing this to a game seven. If they could get a victory in L.A., I mean, then the Lakers have to be back on their heels.
Who are the good guys on this team that you enjoy interviewing?
The ones that are fun to interview are Kevin Durant, obviously, just because of being the superstar. I mean, obviously, he's a really nice guy. He's interesting to talk to because he's always talking about the team. If you go back even to last year when he wasn't an all-star, people were asking him, should he be an all-star because of how well he was playing? And he said, no, I don't think so because our team isn't doing that well. So he's always about the team, even though he's been getting the, you know, recognition a lot of times, you know, when it comes to any of those things. But another guy, Russell Westbrook, really soft-spoken guy. It takes his game seriously, has a great time out there, and you see it in the way that he plays. I mean, they all wear their hearts on their sleeves. They all play with a lot of emotion, a lot of intensity, and that really gets the fans jazzed up about them.
You know, it's interesting when you look at their roster, there's one player, and Kevin Ollie has been around for 12 years, 37 years old. But you look down, it's like 2, 3, 6 years of experience the most after that. So young. How do they feel their way around the NBA? Are they too young to realize what they're doing?
Well, that's a good question. That's kind of what we've all been asking ourselves for a while. But, you know, throughout the year, we've seen them overcome those things so much, especially with a big victory late in the season in Boston, you know, something like that where you have a chance from a couple years ago trying just to intimidate the team, and they end up pulling out a close one in Boston. And they, I mean, we just see them, you know, not worrying about who they're playing as much as, you know, playing for each other. I guess Serge Ibaka, one of their big bench guys who's really athletic, a real good shot blocker, has kind of put it best. He says that he respects everybody, but he fears nobody, and he shows it every night with the intensity that he brings. So, no, I mean, we really have enjoyed watching them grow and didn't expect them to win some of the games that they have, but they've just showed resiliency and, you know, the drive, the teamwork attitude to pull out some of those wins.
Is there a name you like saying? Mustafa Shakur? Cephalosha?
Actually, the best ones is everybody's nicknames for Serge Ibaka, because he's from the Congo, young guy, 20 years old, his first year in the league, and he's blocking just an insane number of shots. They've been calling him Serge Ibaka, Air Congo, Chew Blocka. You know, those are some of the fun ones to say.
Jake Wazikowski joins us on the Doug and Daddy Show. Jake, tell us why this team's going to win this series, or are they?
The reasons they're going to win this series, well, let's first off look at what the Lakers do better than them right now. The Lakers have the advantage in experience, in height, and home court advantage. Outside of that, to be honest, the Lakers aren't matching up real well against the Thunder in terms of quickness, athleticism, you know, agility, speed, things like that. If the Thunder can keep putting the pressure on them on the, you know, the boards, getting to the boards, which they have done in the last two games, I mean, you're seeing Kobe not shooting well. You're seeing the rest of the team, some of his other guys like Fisher and Artest not being as well offensively as they should. The Lakers aren't showing much of a bench right now. Gasol and Bynum have their roles and have had their games, but then they've also not been getting the ball enough. So, I mean, those things are kind of the reasons that the Lakers are at a disadvantage right now. The Thunder are just, you know, they're just playing out of their minds in terms of, you know, their first playoff series ever, and it's just enjoyable to watch them and see them, you know, hit those big shots. You know, you saw that first game, and they struggled in the beginning, had them jitters, you know, them wide eyes open, but now, you know, it's a series to them. It's just another game where they keep playing against you know, the defending champs. So the Thunder have a lot of advantages in terms of, you know, what could happen, especially with all the momentum that they gained after Saturday's game, blowing the Lakers out of the water. You saw Kobe have to leave the game with 8 minutes left, or he stopped playing in the fourth quarter but left the court with 8 minutes left to go get treatment. He's hurting. The Thunder have had four guys starting more than 80 games this year together. So, I mean, the injury factor also plays in a lot for that.
Hey, Jake, really appreciate catching up with you today on the Doug and Daddy Show. We'll do it again soon, okay?
All right, good talking to you, Big D.
Hey, see you later. Jake Wazikowski, formerly from NTV, now with KSBI TV in Oklahoma City. Kind of interesting when you advance and start interviewing, you know, the local Division II athletes, maybe some Nebraska Cornhuskers. You jump up the NBA level and got a microphone in front of Kevin Durant.
And it's pretty funny, too, because you look at the Laker-Oklahoma series here. When the Lakers went up 1-0, they showed a stat on ESPN that Phil Jackson was something like 42-0 in series where his team goes up 1-0. And then they showed another stat when his team goes up 2-0. He's something like, you know, 19-0 or something along those lines. Well, tell you what, it got turned around real fast. Looks like Kevin Durant's figuring out how to score on Ron Artest. Kobe's hurt. Kobe's going, reverting to his old self, taking 30 some shots a game, which with the talent around him in LA, you do not have to do. So I'm going to agree with Jake. I think there is some panic there in LA.
Well, it's certainly something to watch here. Nobody expected the deal to be 2-2 or the 8 versus the 1, and everybody expected the Lakers to take care of this one, get some rest. Nobody knows what's hurt. Kobe's finger, his right knee, maybe a shoulder. This time of year, even though superstars have been beat around, it's a long season.
But it's Kobe. So,
it is Kobe.
I think that's the one thing the Lakers are going to probably demonstrate is – next time out, it's Kobe. And he may have left early, but it's still Kobe. So I think what's really cool, though, is Jake, if you remember when Jake was on the air here, he was a news guy.
Yeah.
And so the transition into sports, what a neat opportunity.
Hey, we're going to take another quick break here, come back with Jim Bovey, Hastings College baseball coach, back after this on the Doug and Daddy Show.
With a certified pre-owned Porsche, the sound of over 60 years of race-bred engineering is closer than ever and enhanced by both a comprehensive inspection and an unprecedented warranty. The Porsche CPO Limited Warranty delivers coverage similar to a new Porsche and has been named Best Luxury CPO Warranty from IntelliChoice for the second straight year. Visit your authorized Porsche dealer to learn more. Porsche, there is no substitute. IntelliChoice.com is a registered trademark of Automotive.com LLC. October 2009 review of 32 manufacturer programs.
Listen, Sarah, I just wanted to say that I love you. I mean it. You know, maybe you and I should take this to the next level. Sarah? Sarah?
My name's Rachel.
Wake up and stay alert with Axe-Rise Morning Shower Gel. No matter what goes down, Axe will fix you up. To find out more, visit thefixers.com.
Now that the weather is beginning to cooperate, the fun is just getting started at the Courtyard at Cunningham's Journal. As all your favorite teams are keeping their eye on the ball, you'll be looking out for all the early happy hour specials from 3 to 6. Live music and entertainment on the weekends add to the excitement. And when the action heats up, the Courtyard at Cunningham's Journal has the coldest beer in town. The Courtyard at Cunningham's Journal, your uptown night spot in downtown K-Town.
When you need comfort and guidance the most, it's reassuring to know our family at Horner, Liskey, McBride, and Kuehl Funeral and Cremation Services is at hand. With our experience, compassionate care, and trusted facility, we are available to serve your family in any way possible. If you are in need of a helping hand, contact Horner, Liskey, McBride, and Kuehl Funeral and Cremation Services in Kearney at 237-2259, where our family is dedicated to honoring your family for generations.
Bonner Park track announcer Steve Anderson knows the horses like he talks to them.
Another length and a half back.
Listen for his morning reports Friday at 9:35 and weekends at 11:20.
And we come back into the
brought to you by Eakes Office Grand Island, Hastings, and Kearney. Weekday afternoons, the late scratches. More stories from the track and the Daily Double. Fridays 3:15, weekends 2:35.
Race by the grandstand.
Brought to you by Five Points Bank, the better bank. Reports from Bonner. All racing season on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation 1460. And 1550.
Sunshine develops across the area today with highs around 64. Winds will also shift to the south at 5 to 10 miles per hour. We'll then see clear to partly cloudy skies tonight with a low temperature around 40. I'm weather meteorologist Paul Trombley. Right now, 48.
Now we're back to Doug and Daddy's show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Glad to have you along with us. Been talking a little NBA basketball, a little NHL hockey. Now we're going to talk a little college baseball. And in a little bit, Tuesday Troutman's Trivia. You don't want to miss that. Right now we head to Hastings to talk to the baseball coach of the Hastings Broncos after coming off a great weekend. Coach, welcome back to the Doug and Daddy show, and thanks for giving us some time today.
Oh, no problem, guys. Appreciate it.
Hey, Coach, what was the difference this weekend when you got things going a little bit and were able to take out Mount Marty in a couple games?
Well, our starting pitching was really good over the weekend. We gave up just 5 earned runs over the 4 games, but I don't know that the starting pitching has really been our problem. It's getting 2 out hits, and when we do get a lead, adding on, and I think that was the big thing, is we got some runs early, and then we were able to tack on a run or two here or there, kind of put together our best weekend. It's interesting to me that if 4 wins in a row qualifies you for red hot, according to the Doug and Daddy promo. So I don't know what you guys are saying about us when we lost 9 in a row. I don't know what that qualifies us for. But as a coach, it's almost a little bittersweet because you're certainly ecstatic with the weekend. On the other hand, you're frustrated that it took so long to get it going, like we thought we were so close to doing.
Coach, kind of been a weird schedule set up for you. Have not played baseball at home very much this year.
No, you know, of course, we had as bad a winter as we've had in a long time. So some of our early games didn't get in. And then, once we start conference play, in Hastings, we really had great weather. I mean, some of the other places in the league have struggled. But by that time, you're basically limited to your conference games that you have scheduled at home, and then our midweek games are York and UNK, and that's all we have on the schedule, so we really aren't in a position to add a bunch of home games once we get to the good weather, so we're kind of at the mercy of trying to get some extra home games in at March, and that just didn't work out this year.
Coach, I guess if you're going to single out players, a couple people that lead you in RBI, Jeff Hobbs and Mac Land coming through with 24 RBIs apiece. Another, Blake Marquardt has 21. Just struggling getting people on base in front of those guys?
We just haven't really played very consistent offensively, and this has been an unusual year for us in that our numbers in conference play are not as good as out of conference, and usually with the schedule we've played historically, we might come into league play hitting 215 as a team and then hit 300 in the league, and that hasn't been the case this year, and just have had a struggle getting guys on a good, consistent, 4, 5, 6 game run. But you're right, Lance had a really good season in the league for us, both offensively and as a closer. Hobbs is kind of the main guy behind the plate for us, has caught almost everything since we've gotten back from spring break. And those are two key guys for us. But we're just trying to put it together where we got 5 or 6 guys in the lineup, putting up some numbers, not just relying on two or three.
Jim Bovee joins us on the Doug and Daddy Show, Hastings baseball coach. I guess you look at on the pitching side of things, you got three guys that have just taken up the majority of innings for you in Kirby Wells, Jeff Burks, and Michael Crane. Those guys getting deep into ball games has got to be key for your club.
Well, yeah, we certainly can't complain about our starting pitching once we've gotten into the league play. We've thrown them in the same order. You know, A.J. Clark, I should throw in there, also throws the fourth game each weekend. We've thrown them the same order every weekend. And, you know, you have a couple games, but when you're talking about 20 games, if there's only two games, your starters haven't kept you in, that's pretty good performance out of your starting pitching. And there, you know, our starting pitching ERA is in the threes, and when you're playing in an aluminum bat league, you know, that's pretty good. I used to say if you came to a GPAC doubleheader and there weren't 40 runs scored, you ought to be surprised. But our starters have certainly been doing a decent job for us, and we got to hope they can do it for one more week.
Coach, you get a matchup with the Lopers tonight right here in Kearney.
Hottest team in Nebraska we're playing tonight. You know, everybody knows I'm a big fan of the midweek games. I think it helps keep you sharp. I wish York and UNK weren't quite as good as they are right now for these midweek games. You know, 5 or 6 years ago was a little better deal when you could, you know, you could pick up two or three wins out of those four games. They're both pretty tough right now, but I still think when you look at the big picture, it's still good for us to play those games and try to get us ready for a tough weekend coming up. But we've had plenty of time to think about this next at bat. We've had 3 weeks since that game, so. We know who's up at the plate with the bases loaded, one out. We just hope he doesn't hit into an inning double play on the first pitch.
Coach, and then it's Doan and Concordia to wrap things up. Your thoughts overall on those two squads?
Well, you know, we don't know how many we need to get in. Yeah, obviously, 0-1 or 2 is not going to do it for us. And, you know, those are big rivals for us. Traditionally in our league, you play your closest opponents the last week of the season. I expect when we play Doan, we're going to see the pitcher of the week for the league this week, who I think has as good a stuff as anybody in the league. And so that's going to be a real challenge for us. And, you know, our team's funny. You know, last week I told them that you could pick two speeches. You could take the speech where, you know, we got a chance to make the tournament yet. If we win enough games, we're in. Or you can take the speech where we got 10 games left. We got nothing guaranteed beyond that, so you might as well just relax and enjoy what we have left and see what happens. So it's been a tough year where you don't know what approach is going to be the best, and you hope now that we know there's something at stake that we're going to have our best baseball in us.
Coach, we appreciate the time today. We'll see you tonight.
All right, great. Thanks, guys.
Jim Bovee, Hastings baseball coach, right here on the Doug and Daddy Show. They're 13-27. I know that's not where they want to be on the year, but you look at last weekend, taking two from Mount Marty College, who was in position at 16-2 entering that weekend to really separate themselves from everybody. And I suppose coming to Hastings, maybe overlooked a team that's still plenty hungry, still fighting to get into a GPAC tournament. So good for them, and hopefully they can continue things rolling this weekend versus Doan and Concordia to round out things and get into that tournament.
We head to the Dent Popper inbox here. Got one from a BlackBerry, it looks like. No name attached, but it says, Derek, comment on what you know about USC. Sounds bad, according to Colin Coward. USC down in flames. Ha, ha, ha. I'd second that, ha, 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 if they do indeed go down in flames. But I was kind of looking at their stuff from last year, and I tell you what, last year they were 5-4 in the conference, 9-4 overall, and when you look at some of the teams that were ahead of them, Oregon, Arizona, Oregon State, even Stanford up there, you got Washington last year who went 4-5, 5-7 overall, but they've got Jake Locker returning, according to Mel Kiper, the top prospect as far as quarterbacks go in next year's draft class. So I think the Pac-10 definitely looking up. Colin Coward would love to hear me say that, by the way. He's such a West Coast homer there. But, you know, USC had a bad year last year. They lost a lot of players, including their top rusher, Joe McKnight. Got a new coach in with Lane Kiffin. He's supposedly got a good recruiting class coming in, but we'll have to see. But I may not know quite as much about USC as Colin Cowherd, but I would say they are probably on a little bit of a downswing. So, yeah, we'll see if they can jump back from that 5-4 conference record.
We'll see what Lane Kiffin does. Should be. That's going to be one of those stories that's going to be all over. Seeing where
he bumped heads with so many coaches in the SEC, I wonder when the little feuds are going to start here in the Pac-10 between him and whoever else.
I think there might have been a maturing process at going through that at Tennessee that maybe he won't. I think going back home where he was before probably has. I don't know if there's a respect level, but there's certainly maybe you lay off some people. I think he was stirring interest for a Tennessee program that was really. really struggling when he took it over, or looking to get back to that next level, to that the next tier of where you want to be in NCAA football. To poke fun at Urban Meyer and, to say the things he did, I really think probably the athletic director comes in and says, Wayne Lane, we like your enthusiasm. We like the fire. The fans were, the season tickets were up. Things are going. We like what you're doing, but we got to cool it a little bit. And I know some people haven't had to cool it since about 88. I know.
But I know. And they were close to winning a couple of those games where he did exemplify some of that.
The swagger.
Above and beyond swagger.
Yeah.
That,
people thought he was out of his mind when he started talking smack to Urban Meyer and saying, we're going to roll, we're going to roll Florida this year. And, hey, they played him close. They gave Urban all he wanted. So, hey, maybe there's something to all that smack talk.
Derek, Tuesday, Troutman's Trivia.
Let's do it. You want to do it on the air? We better take him on the air. We can do a potpourri. I mean, we can go NBA, NHL, things we've talked about today. We'll take you on the air, 1-888-455-3776. That's 1-888-455-ESPN. Give us a call right now, and we'll take you on the air and see if we can hook you up with $25 worth of Troutman's gift certificates here in Kearney.
Perfect. Perfect opportunity to check out the quality meats. What's going on today? Who do we have here on the Doug and Daddy Show?
It's Kenny.
Kenny, what's going on today?
It's a nice day outside.
It is a nice day outside, that indeed. Derek, you want to go NBA?
Yeah, sure. Well, actually, I'll go NHL to start here. We're gonna throw him for a curveball here. We talked a little bit at the beginning of the show about the Canadiens-Capitals matchup. This man had 53 saves last night for the Capitals in goal. What's his name?
That Russian guy.
Don't have it?
Yurinko or something like that.
Oh, close.
Thanks, Kenny. Try again. We appreciate it. 1-888-455-3776.
You got to love the hockey names.
We're back on the Doug and Daddy Show. Who do we have here?
Scott.
Scott, how are you today?
Good.
Kentucky Derby's this Saturday, Scott. Mm-hmm. A filly decided she would run this morning. A filly will run this morning in Devil May Care. Three fillies out of 39 have won the Kentucky Derby. Name two of them.
Rachel Alexandra.
No, Rachel Alexandra did not run in the Kentucky Derby. Thanks
Pretty
for
good
the
guess.
It was an excellent guess.
Pretty good not guess run. There.
Who do we have here on the Doug and Daddy Show?
This is Bob.
Bob, named two out of the three fillies that have won the Kentucky Derby.
About winning colors and genuine
ribs.
Bob!
Whoa, we got a horse racing.
Wow, Bob, that is excellent, along with Regret in 1915. The one he left out, 1980, Genuine Risk, took the roses home, along with winning colors in 1988. Appreciate the phone call, Bob. Stay on the line, and we'll get some information from you, and we'll wrap things up. But, Derek, We gotta get out of here.
Yeah. I think we covered everything, so we can head out.
Well, me and Greg were ready to talk some more.
That's it. That was the easiest money I've ever made.
And it's big money too.
It's big money. It's been a lot of fun. Thanks for the opportunity. That was pretty impressive that he pulled those two names out.
I really thought that would be a harder question than that. Bob's
you asked me that at the beginning of the show, and I just looked at you like, "Are you kidding me?"
See, winning colors, I would have got, but I did not know the other two. And this. Hey, we want to
just
thank...
Just demonstrates how bright your audience is.
Or one person in our audience is. I want to thank Jim Bovee, Hastings College baseball coach, for joining us on the Doug and Daddy Show. Along with Jake Wozakowski, live from KSIB,
I think is correct. Yep.
TV in Oklahoma City, home of the Oklahoma City Thunder. Giving his take on a little NBA basketball. I want to thank Greg Shea for joining me in studio. Hopefully tomorrow, Doug Duda will be back, our fearless leader, and we'll see you tomorrow. Doug and Daddy Show, 1460, 1550.
You've been listening to a Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Oh, darling, I feel like amazing.
Don't make me do that again.
Game.
Hey.